courage to choose the change. When you get out from the castle environment, this cloistered environment, people are going to think that you went away to a seminar. People are going to think that you're on drugs. People are going to think a lot of things because you're going to come back and you're trying to invoke change. One of the most tired cliches in the world is change agent. But that's what I want you to be. But I don't want you to be a change agent for anybody else. I want you to be a change agent for yourself. Because I don't really give a shit about anybody else. The people I give a shit the most are my own kids and the people that go through this program. Those are the people and that are on the Hall of Fame behind you that I've directly touched. And I've had a lot of success. So you can too have a lot of success. Some of you are already successful, but you can be a lot more successful. And with the more success you get, the more choices you have. And that's what life's all about in my judgment. Because I believe we were put, as Joe Batten used to say, be all that we can be. With Joe Batten, who is the mentor of Ross Perot and one of my former business partners. We all have regrets. Some of the people on YouTube probably have more regrets than you because they're not here. But we all have regrets, and that's part of life. And part of what you've learned this week is that to have the what I call the age 80 regret minimization. So when you're 80 years old, and Matt, you can't hardly believe, 80, what's that, 62 years from now. 62 years from now, when you're 80. God almighty, that's unbelievable. 62 years from now, when you're 80, I don't want you regretting back. You're going to have regrets. We all do. But you can minimize your regrets. You know, my two biggest regrets, and I've said it several times during the seminar, number one, I wasn't nice to my mother just before she died. I didn't really think she was sick. And I said, Mom, God damn it, you're not ill. 2 days later, she's gone. Okay, so I carry that. And she died right up there. And she was in the hay cottage right here on the estate. She didn't die in the estate. She died at the hospital. And the second is that I never led guys in combat. Those are my two of my biggest ones. But you're going to have your own. But don't project 62 years up the road. You know, worry about from 18 to 19, 19 to 20, 20 to 21. But we're all going to have regrets. Tana's got regrets, which I'm not going to put on national television here. We all have regrets, though. The game plan moving forward is you can't do away with those regrets, but certain actions that you've developed and certain habits that you've developed, bad habits in my judgment, you can stop. Minimize to start, stop total, or stop total now, and then you can minimize your regrets going forward. Willpower equals focus plus commitment, which is why almost all never fulfill their dreams if they have any at all. You measure a person's longevity by the dreams he has, not the memories he continues to relive, which I just said about 5 minutes ago. When I look at people, when I look at opportunities, and when I look at companies, and I look at management teams, I listen to hear what their dreams moving forward are, not what their memories looking backwards are. It's great. You were an actress, still are an actress. You've acted, you did this, you did that. But whether you choose to do that going forward, instead of developing the entertainment model, the platform, et cetera, that we discussed, that's your choice. And while the things that we've done in our past will help us with our future, as it should, because we've learned from that experience, it's all about the future here, not the past. Not what Jerry did for the last 20 years, not what Sheridan or Dr. George or this Robert or that Robert or even Clive, who's joined us for our closing afternoon. We've talked about this, words of wisdom for business and life. Teams with a clearer sense of vision and impact win. Talent-based people are the most important assets of the new economy. Best question to ask a CEO, why would great people want to be part of your company? Customers will constantly raise the bar of expectation for companies. The internet is a giant lab experiment for corporate America, and those companies that recognize this and play well within the rules of ambiguity and fluidity will survive and win. Nothing is cast in concrete. The best form of customer service is self-service. Constantly improve customers to get their own answers themselves. This is a huge differentiator. Clock speed of business is constantly accelerating. Real time, time really matters more than money. Money you can sometimes get back, time you can't. Most, even Bright, underestimate the value of time. Think more in terms of return on minute as opposed to return on investment. Get in the digital game fast, no matter how small. Size is the enemy of speed. Speed to react matters more than size of company. Good leaders make sense of change in the world, then impart that insight to the team. Now, we covered a whole bunch of stuff. We didn't even have any, we had no homework. I used to give homework tonight. I don't do that anymore because I'm getting kinder, gentler. I'm getting soft, Matt. I used to give homework on graduation night. Because in the real world, other than if, with the greatest respect, although when you're English, you know, people work on the weekends. But seriously, tonight we are going to enjoy ourselves. Tomorrow, the earliest that anybody leaves, I believe, is at 5 something or other. Which seems like I won't be up to see you. I can tell you that right now. Some others of you leave early in the morning. Not as early as that. Some of you are staying in the UK a day or so. That's great. It's a lot of stuff to see here. Excuse me. Sally and I, and actually Robert, leave tomorrow afternoon. And we'll be on, not the West Coast, we'll be actually in Las Vegas for a convention. I actually won't be attending the convention, but I'll be in Las Vegas for meetings, and then we go back to Asia in a few days. I'll be back here for a seminar in March. So I look forward to that. Are there any questions of either Clive or myself or anybody here before I wrap it up? Now, Jerry, it's hard for me to believe, Jerry, that you don't have something to say or ask. You're the only guy that's ever talked to Doc Siemens since 1986. You're him, the only one. Doc Siemens was the head of Bow Valley, Canada. No questions. No. Hard to believe. And what about you, Columbia Yaley?
Not right now.
Not right now. Okay.
For the conference call.
Oh, the conference. Dr. George.
I'm good.
Sheridan.
All set.
Matt.
No.
I'm not going to ask you, Marcus. But Marcus said earlier this afternoon, we're referring to something about somebody who needed money or wanted money, but he only wanted 20 or 30 million euros, Marcus says. Now, I knew Marcus when he didn't have 5 euros. But now he talks down about people that only want to make their deal happen 20 or 30 million euros, and he talks like it's shit. Now, he's not denying it because it's true. Now, I've known this young man since 2010, but now he's a big man. Even I think 20 or 30 million euros is a lot of money. So, it's hard to believe that I've spawned this mentee, okay, who's not even on the fucking Hall of Fame yet, and now he talks down to people that want a meager 20 or 30 million euros. Now, 20 or 30 million euros is about $35-40 million? $30 million, $35 million. So for those of you that only want $30-35 million, just remember one of my mentees, one of my devotees, one of my best, thinks that you're shit. Anything from you, Donna?
Will you be my mentor?
Yes, I already told you I would.
Will you be my chairman?
Oh, on the spot.
Yes. Yes.
It's on video.
Huh? I say yes, I will.
No witnesses.
I will be. Say she chicken fucked me here just now, but I'm going to be her chairman. I already said that I'd be her mentor. Now, for all of you other, now she happens to be Latin, so I don't want to hear a bunch of Latin shit from my, you know, responses that all of a sudden I'm getting soft on my own kind. Yes, I am a Latino, just in case you forgot, but I'm a blue-eyed, white-skinned one, but not trying to be racist or anything. Well, thank you very much. Robert, anything for me?
Thank you.
Robert? Okay, God bless. Thank you, everybody. Bye.